Blog Talk Radio.
Show Manic Monday. Yes, we have a great lineup today, but let's kick it off with the music.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my Monday. I don't have to run to bed. Just another manic Monday. Hey, hey. Wish it was Sunday. That's my Monday. Just another manic Monday.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Manic Monday. It's Monday night, and this is when the manics come out, and we get to talk with Michelle Costa.
What a weekend. We have some good feed talk. We got some good show talk. There's lots to talk about. But the chat room is filling up. So if you want to call in and talk Big Brother, 347-237-5506.
Hi, everyone. Happy September 8th, 2014, and happy Manic Monday to everyone. Thanks for being here with us at the Rad Reality Show Network today. My name is Cherry Garcia. I'll be your co-host tonight, along with Mr. Paul from Minnesota. We're getting ready to start the Manic Monday Show with host Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10, and she's got a sweet guest for everyone tonight, the man in the banana suit himself. Everybody loves him. Mr. Casey Mingle Mix Turner is going to be joining us tonight to chat about Big Brother 16 and who knows what other topics we might wander into, possibly sports maybe, I bet. But before we get into the rest of the show, I want to just bring up a few quick tidbits. First, happy birthday to Robin Cass. Without the wonderful casting that she does, we wouldn't have met some of the wonderful reality TV celebs that we've met in some of the reality shows that we watch. So thank you to Robin Cass, and I hope she's having a fantabulous birthday. And also to happy birthday to Devin Shepherd, whose birthday is tomorrow, from BB16. Happy birthday, Devin. And I do want to just mention, too, I actually hope he's spending his birthday tomorrow with his daughter. And if not, I hope he's having a birthday filled with fun because he just got through a very hectic time in the Big Brother house. And he's getting ready to have a great time out in the first finale of Big Brother life. So he's getting ready to have a great time out there, too. But I hope he has a great birthday. I also want to mention real quick that we just lost Joan Rivers, and I saw that she had a wonderful and beautiful service, and I've listened to many people who were there, and they talked about how special it was, and she's definitely going to be missed, and I'm just thankful that they did such a beautiful service for her. She certainly was deserving of it, and she's definitely an icon that's going to live on in our hearts forever, and she's definitely going to be missed. So now let's move on and say hi to Paul from Minnesota. Paul, we did get the fall weather that you had last week.
Yay!
We now have it here. It's wonderful. I'm loving it. My husband, Rich, did mention to me that I might be expecting to hear from you about the football game. So carry on. I'll let you have your moment.
My moment of glory. I know you don't really care for football. You're all about hockey when it has to do with sports. But yes. Hey, do you know? Before I answer that, do you know what I think I found out? I think especially during fall weather, it brings out a lot of frogs. So keep an eye out. inside info there. No, Sunday was a wonderful day. First of all, it was fantastic that our Minnesota Vikings went on the road to St. Louis and just dominated our football game and beat the Rams. So, yes, I was very happy about that, but I didn't figure I'd be talking to you about that. At any rate, the other great thing about Sunday is, for me, in my memory, that last night's CBS show, Big Brother episode, was my favorite in recent memory, to be able to see Jeff and Jordan finally getting engaged was a highlight for me from yesterday. So anyway, that's
so
what's
special.
Happening in my neck of the woods.
Definitely congratulations to Jeff and Jordan. I sent them a congratulations on Twitter and said that I pray for them, you know, to be blessed in holy matrimony for the rest of their days. And I just, you know, they've definitely done things right. They took it slow. They didn't rush into things. And I think they're in it for the long haul. You know,
I agree.
I don't think they've taken anything lightly. They haven't rushed things. And I think they're going to be a lasting couple. So
here is the really ironic thing. You know, in case she was coming on, I was kind of looking for his season's episodes for any maybe highlights. Certainly the banana suit was. But ironically enough, on the very episode, and get this, it was the episode that aired on July 30th, which is my birthday, and it was his eviction night. But before they went to the votes, they did a at-home piece with both Jordan's and Jeff's families. That was on that very episode, and I actually clipped it down. It's about 4 minutes long, and it's just creepy how some of them, their family members, saw this coming. So it was kind of cool. And if we have the time, maybe we can play that at some point. But, yeah, that was so special for me as a fan of theirs.
I agree. Well, let's get our host on and talk to Michelle. Here's her intro song. Let's do this, folks.
You wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're fucking doing.
Welcome, Michelle Costa, the Portuguese princess from Providence. How are you, girl?
Hey, Terry. Hey, Paul. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, the Portuguese princess, as Terry said, from Providence. Don't get it twisted. Maybe the outskirts, maybe a suburb called Cumberland, right near Central Falls. How far away? About 2 miles. From where? Derek's house.
Derek.
Holla.
Holla. You'll be able to holla.
Holla.
Derek, when you get home.
Yes. Holla. I think Janet can hear from here in Tenley. Holla.
Yeah.
Yeah. So happy Manic Monday, everybody. Yes, we're here. We're back for another episode of Manic Mondays. And I know it's probably been such a horrible day. And yes, we're here to pick up your spirits and put a smile on your face. Miss Cherry and Mr. Paul, fabulous conversation. But I thought you would wait to talk to me about football there, Paul. I'm a little bit... Actually, I'm not because the Patriots suck. Okay, but this is my outtake on it. All right, this is what I would say. Great first half. Don't know what happened the second half, and I'm glad they did it now because I would rather have a rift now in the beginning than them come out of the woodworks and, you know, have the digression later on. I also want to say the Red Sox are out, but so are the Yankees. So thank you very much.
Yeah. That's true. I have to say that I did look up, and they did say that this is the first opening game that the Patriots have lost since 2003. And wait a minute. I'm a little afraid because that they are going to be hungry. But let me tell you, what I saw of my Minnesota Vikings – look out, girl, when you come to Minnesota next week, look out.
Well, you better look out, boy, okay? Better look out, boy, because you know what? We're going to be angry and hungry, and you know what? It's going to be a good game. I think that, you know, you guys coming off a win, you guys are on adrenaline. We're coming off this disgusting loss, okay? So.
And you know who our quarterback is, right?
No, I don't actually. I'm not following the Vikings.
Matt Castle.
Oh, yes. I love him. Okay, sorry. Did he just get traded to the Vikings?
Yeah. He was here last year.
This is the second year.
Yes, but he was not the official starter last year. This year he is the official starter. So.
Okay, so he's awesome. There's like those players that, you know, move on and progress in their game, and you're like, okay, I wish him the best, and I really do. So I think it's going to be a great game. But speaking about football, let's just touch one subject real quick. With elevator violence, what is going on? We've seen Solange beat up Jay-Z, and now we have Paul. For everybody like that doesn't know what's going on, it's kind of ugly. Paul, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I keep forgetting his name, but he's
it's Rice, but
Baltimore Ravens. Right?
Yeah, it's a Jerry Rice, I think, and he beat the shit out of his girlfriend in an elevator, and the videotape was leaked, or TMZ got a hold of it, and come to find out, I guess the commissioner only suspended for 2 days. They're trying to say if he saw this video and suspended for 2 days that he should be fired. I mean, he spits at her. He knocks her the hell out, and she marries him. Cherry, did you hear? I know you're not into football, but did you hear anything about this?
No. I'm totally out of the loop on football news.
So what do you think, hearing what I'm saying to you? Are you like, what? And I want to go see that video.
Yeah, so he's a woman beater?
Yes.
And here's the other thing, Cherry. Originally, I think the suspension was only going to be for a couple of games, and there was a lot of, you know, controversy that he could get away with doing something like this, but people that are tested positive for marijuana or something in the league are gone for, you know, much longer, and he just was getting like a 2 or 3 game suspension or something like that was originally talked about, but now he's just suspended indefinitely, which I think is the right call.
Yeah, I mean, he, like, literally beat the crap out of who is now his, you know, wife. I'm not sure if they're together now after all this.
Well, you know what happens oftentimes? And this is sad. This is true. And I've heard about this, and actually I know somebody that actually did this, and this is why I know about this. A guy will sweet talk a girl who he's beat the hell out of, and he'll go back and sweet talk her and be like, oh, you know, baby, I will never do it again. I love you, you know, marry me, and talk her into marrying him so that she cannot testify against him. Because
it's also a
wife
think,
can't
like,
testify
you know,
against
the,
her husband in court. And then once
the
court
limelight
case
and
goes
the money,
away.
Well, I think the limelight and the money, I mean, she has the right to walk away. I mean, nobody should be spit at, no matter if you're in a relationship or if it's just somebody you don't spit at somebody. Imagine, like, me spitting at you or Paul or your husband. Like, imagine that.
But what I'm saying is he may be marrying her just so she can't testify against him. And once the court, all this blows away, then he'll divorce her. But he may be marrying her just so that she can't testify against him.
Yeah.
Because
know.
The wife can't testify against her husband.
Yeah, but she
and she's
has
that
the right
dumb,
not to marry
him. That's sad that, you know, some women don't realize that they're getting taken like that. And they wind up getting married for a short time so that they can't testify against them. And then once the court thing's blown over, then they wind up getting beaten up again and divorced in a year anyway. And sad that they get taken like that, you know. They get made a fool of. And
it's
horrible, but oftentimes because there is that law that a wife can't testify against her husband or vice versa, oftentimes in a situation like that where they don't want, you know, this person to testify, they'll come crawling back and, you know, try to make up and, oh, will you marry me, you know, and now that they're husband and wife, there can be no testifying in court, and the court case goes away, then
well,
marriage gets,
we'll
you know,
all see. I think that he
yeah.
should be suspended if he beat the shit out of a woman like that. So two games isn't going to do anything. So, all right, enough talk about football. Let's talk about our guest this week. It will be Casey from Big Brother 11.
Don't say anything.
We have
I was just going to say, he's already listening, so I know you wouldn't
I'm
say
sorry,
anything.
I'm sorry, I love that shit. I mean, if anybody was more epic than Man and the Banana Suit, it's if Man and the Banana Suit was on early, and so let's bring him up.
Hey, let me
have
Just a quick little setup. This was
I love it.
5 years ago this October, Casey was on with Ron, and Ron really enjoyed tremendously him as a guest, and he thought it was so funny about Hamburger Helper, and I kind of put together a little clip to let Ron introduce Casey tonight.
All right, let's do it then.
Here we go.
Casey will be joining us tonight. But a little song for Casey. I was going to play a little theme song. This is my song for Casey.
One banana, two bananas, three bananas, four. Four bananas make a bunch of something anymore. Making up a mess of fun. Making up a mess of fun. Lots of fun for
Hey, man, let me run inside, man, and go serve my Hamburger Helper. I'll call you right back.
Okay, you can do that.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll run something real quick while you do
that. Well, really, I'm going to pee, but I didn't think anybody wanted to listen to me pee.
Well, I'm going to play a song. So you guys just hold tight while Casey.
You got the man in a banana suit song? Man in a banana suit.
Okay.
No. Anyway, I'll talk to you in a couple of minutes.
Yes, and I'm going to play a song real quick while Casey has to go pee. And,
AKA Stir the Hamburger Helper. The wife's at work, so it's Hamburger Helper tonight.
Yes. So he'll be right back. Casey's back. Casey, how's the Hamburger Helper going?
It's going well. The hamburger's burning nice. Got to drain it.
First of all, I cannot ignore the 200-pound banana in the room. Casey, how's that banana costume working out for you?
It makes it easy to choose what to wear every day.
There you go.
It shows off my tan.
I like your positive attitude.
Let's bring him on. Casey, Mingo Mix Turner, thank you so much for coming on the Rad Reality Show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Hey, Casey, what's up? Oh, my God, I love that intro. That was like throwback Manic Mondays right there. Oh,
dude, I feel like such a star right now.
You are a star. I love you, by the way, and I miss you so much, and Janice, and how is your family doing?
We're good. Little man just started kindergarten a week ago. And the big one's doing good, man. No complaints, man. We good out here.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we miss you so much, and we're so glad that you're on tonight. Thank you so much for coming on. And, oh, my God, what a crazy season so far. Tell me everything that's coming out of your mouth.
Okay. Let me ask a quick question. What was going on with the whole domestic violence conversation that I called in during?
We think it's Jerry Rice, I think the first name, the Baltimore Raven player that the video came out today.
No. Ray Rice. Jerry Rice played for the Niners. Ray Rice.
Okay, it's Ray Rice.
Get it
right.
So
what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't think it's ever right to beat your woman. I mean, that's whack. I don't know. Michelle, I think you're a TV person, and having been there, I mean, and you put yourself in the public eye. I would like to know the entire, background conversation and everything that went on. I mean, did she slap him first or all this and all that?
That's the reason why it's being talked about is because this video came out that TMZ obtained, and it's the video of the incident that happened in the elevator.
I saw it, and I mean, dude dropped her. And she lay there in the doorway to the elevator, and then he like dragged her out of there. I mean, that's a bad look. I mean, I don't think women should be treated that way. But I also, again, don't know the entire story. There's no audio. You don't know what the precursor was. But if he just knocked her out and put her to sleep in the elevator, I mean, that's horrible, and it's deplorable.
It is, definitely, and we'll probably see more.
What's up with you there, princess?
Oh, well, first off, missing you, buttercup. just the same old, working and watching Big Brother. And
where do you
I'm
work?
Gonna...
You don't even have a job. You know, there's only like 10 people from Big Brother that have jobs.
I actually have 3 jobs, so.
we'll send you a medal and a check
in
the mail.
I'm like one in like a million of this Big Brother.
Right. So you work at a kiosk in the mall on Wednesdays, and then what's
the other one? I actually am a hardcore worker. I'm a merchandiser. I work at Gillette Stadium during the Patriots games. Thank you very much, Mofo. And
I run stadiums, just so you know. I mean, that's kind of what I do.
Well, you run the house. I know that. And we've received so much here. It's, watching you on Big Brother 11, you are so epic. And you know, you were the man in the banana suit. You rocked it, and you know, I wore a unitard. And we have Cody this season who wore the Dino costume. What do you think about that Dino costume? And do you think it was okay that he got to cut it? Because I'm pretty pissed off. I wish I could have cut my unitard.
Right. I mean, first of all, I have to joke at you for going cut it. Yeah.
So for what?
You left out some phonics or something right there. No, I have had problems with problems. You know, whatever. It's lighthearted, but I've had issue with even since I, you know, I'm so five hashtag. I'm so 5 years ago.
I'm so 6 years ago.
I am. Nobody remembers you.
You love me. Get the heck out of here. Hello.
I was told in diary room by production that I had to wear the banana suit, and the only time I could take it off was, I want to say three times, in the shower, in the bed, in the pool. I don't even know if I was allowed to go in the pool. I don't remember. But to see people after that, who have kind of gone in the face of production and kind of done what they wanted, you know, it kind of makes me a little perturbed. But, I mean, you know, Michelle, I mean, did production tell him it was okay to make it a dino cutoff joint?
They told me that I had to wear it all the time. The only time I couldn't wear it was in the shower. And then they told me I couldn't wear it at night. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go balls to the walls. I'm wearing it all night, which I wish I didn't. But I'm like, why should I take it off at night? I think that it's my punishment. I should just do it. Well, my skin was falling off. Like, I was, you know, so wrapped up in that outfit for, like, 6 days. And they gave me extra small, by the way. And it didn't help out much.
We actually wish it would have been a double small, and then it would have been a little tighter.
It was a little camel toe.
I'm married. I'm not dead, you know.
And you know,
did they
like,
even let you guys have scissors back then? I didn't think you guys could even have scissors in the house back
then. Well, we had to ask permission
to
get, like, We had to ask permission to get scissors to, like, cut hair in the house, but even then they wouldn't give it to you because they didn't want certain people to cut their hair. You know what I mean?
No.
Talk about production.
I can speak to that. Russell and I, my season, shouts out to Russell, but he and I adjusted our facial hair and got a reprimand from production to not do that or let them know or X, Y, and Z. Because they have storylines they got to run, and I guess you've got to have the same facial hair to make storylines. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Well, Donnie wanted to his beard this season,
If I look different on a Thursday than I was on Tuesday, then you might not be able to run that storyline.
Casey,
right.
You
Donnie
cannot
wanted
talk
to cut
about
his
production.
Beard this season.
Hello.
Hey, Casey, I have to find out your thoughts about last night's episode and seeing your buds.
No, sorry.
Your buds,
boy.
Jeff and Jordan's engagement. And before you answer that, I was looking back, and on the very episode of your eviction was the night that they had the at-home videos from Jordan's and Jeff's family members, and I just thought it was a little ironic and timely that here you're coming on our show right after they finally get engaged. So what can you tell us?
Isn't it ironic? I think it's Alanis Morissette, by the way. you know what? I'd do most anything for Michelle, so that's why I'm here, man. I got my son here eating hamburger helper. Actually, it's like a little combo thing.
I love you, Casey.
I'll be real honest. I, fresh out of the house back in the day, and I watched that love kindle. Is that the word? It was, I'll be honest, I didn't think it would last. And I talked to Jeff yesterday, actually. We exchanged a couple texts. Congratulations and all that. I thought it was a showmance that wouldn't last. I just thought it was kind of programmed, you know, or whatever. And it's just so nice. I know I'm rambling, right? I'm sorry, I mean.
Oh, God,
y'all
so nice
y'all
and fabulous.
Call me. I just thought it wouldn't last, and to see that it has speaks to the fact that they generally they love each other, and they've been an Amazing Race, and they did this and that, and they love each other, and it's I'm happy for them at the end of the day, and I hope I get to DJ the wedding.
Yeah,
oh,
they can
cool.
make it through Big Brother, and they can make it through the Amazing Race and go through those stressful times on these reality shows and
still stay together. Let's be honest. Those are 60 days here, 90 days here, 30 days there. I mean, real life is where my wife, who I love dearly, is inside the house the love and marriage is a everyday thing. It's a wake up in the morning and tell your wife you love her, and goodbye, baby, and don't get hit by a car today. And the light bill's due today, and make sure you pay our son's after
school.
And
I'll wash your dirty drawers.
And wash, dude.
Yeah,
oh my
wash
God!
How was
that? We just came down. I got a DJ buddy of mine that lives down the road, and me and Morgan came from over there. Morgan's my son. And he, out of nowhere, he's like, Dad. I said, hey, what's going on? Dad, did you tell him you have doodle marks in your underwear sometimes? I was like, right, your what? What is that? Well, I don't necessarily go around advertising that I miswiped. You know what I mean? I'm doing my best over here.
Hey, out of the mouths of babes, huh?
That's called sharding.
Dad, did you tell them that you have dookie stains in your underwear sometimes? I'm like, no, I didn't tell him that. That's not what we open conversations with some of my buddies when I'm over there at their house.
Yeah, you don't talk about shot.
Hey, Casey, I did see the video of your ice bucket challenge on your Facebook with your son. Is that a new fashion statement with your shorts up that high?
You know what? I am not a man who is afraid to clown his own self.
Oh boy.
So I don't know about the fashion statement as much as it is.
Did you do it in the banana suit? Because I did the ice bucket challenge in my unitard, just to let you know. My unitard.
You were wearing a push-up, too. I saw that whole thing.
No, there was no push-up. It was all breast assault.
I mean, if I had that rack, I'd wear a push-up, too. I ain't mad at you.
I love you, Casey.
You're so funny. Yeah, you are. Well, you know what, Casey?
No.
I want to know, as long as everybody else out there in the Manic Money world, we want to know, who are you rooting for right now? You know I'm Team Derek. What? So who are you rooting for?
Are you talking to me or yourself? I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm going to say Team Derek. What the fuck? What? Team Derek. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to swear.
Stop cussing on the radio, man. Come on now. It's kids listening.
Yes, little kids.
I have a good filter. I teach for a living, so I have a good. I can turn it on and off.
Okay.
No, I mean,
well,
I think
off,
I think, Michelle, I think I've seen online, you know, people, I don't know, hating on Derek, but, I mean, he's masterminding this whole joint from what I see. I don't live feed, and I heard, I've read, I guess, I've read that he's a bit of a prick, in CBS is portraying him in a certain way, but you know, that's the whole hashtag I got a bad edit, or a good edit. I agree. I think him and Frankie have run the show all season. I think Caleb is kind of a dark horse, and he's won some comps, and he's done his thing. I mean, I have to compliment him. As boring as it is to watch, and I hate unanimous votes, hashtag I hate unanimous votes, you got to give these cast credit, man. I mean, I think a lot of Big Brother cast go into alliances, and they say, hey, you know what? Let's stick together. We'll make F4, and then let the chips fall where they may. And so many of those, God darn near all of them, fall apart at some point. And these guys have made it to the end. Now, at this point in the season, they're going to have to start cannibalizing each other. I mean, somebody got to go, man. Somebody got to get nominated. That's just the nature of the game. You got to give props to the fact that they've made it this far. I do like King Derek, although he's such a hand talker. I don't know if you guys, with his little white fingertips.
Fingertips have put him not on the block one time this season.
Everybody in New England has those fingertips. I'm not real sure.
So you saying I got white fingertips, mofo? That's fighting.
No, I don't know. Man. I mean, I'm sure you got a
man,
guy.
You want to go there, man?
You go see the little Asian lady on Sundays and get your fingernails done. I don't know, but he got these like little white fingertips, and he's always holding them in the camera in the diary room. Do you want me to expound at this point?
I mean, I want you to get down and dirty, man.
I don't enjoy the Frankie show. I think Frankie's way over the top. I got a lot of stuff to say about Frankie, but I think Derek has been the mastermind. I don't like the term deserve to win. I don't think nobody deserves to win. Oh, Derek got a daughter. Derek has a daughter. He deserves to win for his daughter. Nobody deserves to win. You win or you don't. You know what I mean? I mean, I got kids,
yeah,
too.
But on that note, there was a lot of people that went in there talking about their kids and they want to win. And I think that out of all of them, Derek's been playing the game. There's a reason why he hasn't been put on the block, Casey, right? Like, imagine being in this type of dynamics and not being put on the block yet. Is that crazy or what?
No, I'm not. That's bullshit. That's and I've read again online, and I have to agree that he's at risk, you know, when it comes down to the jury votes. I don't know, and I'm taking this again secondhand, but I agree with it. I don't know that the house guests and the jury know that he's been playing them like this. I mean, he's like super fly undercover cop guy about his moves, and they may or may not realize that this cat was running shit, you know? I mean, he hasn't won. He hasn't been HOH a bunch of times. He hasn't won a lot of veto competitions. He doesn't have, and I hate this, a lot of blood on his hands. But, I mean, I think anybody who's been watching the season got to admit, dude's running it. You know what I mean?
Hey, Michelle, welcome back, by the way. We do have a good question in our chat room, JTV.
All right,
Jason,
let's bring it up.
Jason wants to know if Casey thinks Derek has the votes locked up with Donnie in the jury. I assume that he feels Donnie is against Derek. that Johnny could possibly, you know, maybe influence people not to vote for him. But how do you think the – it's a hard question. You really never know how the jury's going to react, do you?
Well, I love Big Brother. I mean, before even having been on there, I'm a fan of this show. I got some ladies I work with, man, that my principal at my school I work at, my vice principal, assistant principal, love the show. Shout out Ms. Graham, Ms. Kuiper. Boom, boom. Depends on who he's sitting next to. No, no, bro, it depends on who he's sitting next to. I think Donnie, who is America's sweetheart, he's like the Jeff and Jordan of this summer, all wrapped up in one. But I don't think – I think Donnie would politic against Frankie before he would politic against Derek.
Yeah, I think that Donnie would definitely vote for Derek because even though they couldn't get him safe, Derek's not the one that put him up, neither is Frankie. But Frankie also ran the house a little bit more known to Donnie than Derek did. And I really think down at the end of the moment where it's when you're thinking about game and who did good, I think that everybody in that house is going to vote for Derek. I really do. And Derek is playing such a good game mentally wise with the people in the house because he is like upping them. He's like double upping them like Mushroom.
No, 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 no,
Mario
no, no.
Braves.
Michelle, I think you would agree. I think he has had the most, what's the word? You know, he's played it such that, like, I've watched the goodbye messages, and some people's messages are like Christine's message or Frankie's message. I've been trying to get you out for a million years, and blah, 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 blah. But when they come up to Derek, Derek's like, hey, man, sorry to see you go. He was a great competitor. I couldn't get the votes for you this week. Sorry, boss. And he said that, three, four, five times. And I think that that plays well to the jury votes.
Yeah,
I
absolutely
agree.
I think
I'm
that
curious.
it goes both ways. Like, it goes the game he's playing and the fact that he's setting up these people that when they leave, he has their back. Like, he was hanging with Nicole because Nicole was leaving and she didn't have anybody and he was there for her. He is overall playing like the undercover cop. His game is perfection, and I can't believe he hasn't been up yet. And I want to know personally, like, this rewind button, of course, we all know it's going to be pressed. Right,
I was
Paul?
Just going to...
It's going to be pressed.
I was just... Michelle, I was just going to bring that up because the way I listened back to Julie's setup in that episode where she announced the rewind button, here's the thing. They're going to wipe out the week, which means, from my perspective, that Derek cannot play in the next HOH again.
I think Derek should be able to play. So that they need to figure that out before this upcoming live eviction or whenever the rewind is going to happen. Because it's not his fault. I think he should play. Casey, what do you think?
I like tacos.
I love you. I do.
I think Frankie is gonna go straight ham sandwich, and he's gonna freak out if he's got this wasted HOH.
I cannot wait to see his reaction because we've seen him throughout this week. If you watch the After Dark or live feeds. He keeps saying, wouldn't it be funny if I have won HOH and POV and then I go home? Wouldn't it be crazy? And it's so funny to listen to them of what they think is going to happen. They know the rewind button, there's something not good going to happen. There's something good that's going to happen. It's like a vice versa thing.
What was Derek's, because we just obviously, like the rest of America, we just watched it last night.
What was Derek's quote? His last thing he said, he was like, this ain't gonna end good, or something like that.
Yeah, Derek was like anti pushing the button, and he was like, no.
Caleb and Frankie, especially Frankie, was like, man, we gotta push it. America's gonna hate us if we don't push it. You gotta push it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they were saying they need to push it whether they want to or not, because that's what America wants. That's what they need to do. Victoria and Derek were like, no way. Like, don't do it. It's going to be problems. Don't do it.
Speaking of America.
Yeah, they had to do it. I mean, wouldn't you do it, Casey? What would you do? What would you do if it was you?
I would push it for America.
Yeah. You wouldn't push it for America. You would push it for yourself. Stop it.
Well, speaking of America, what do y'all think? Now I'll go to the interviewer. What did y'all think about when America gave Team America the open-ended pick a mission, make it happen, and yes and no? I mean, do you think, like I've read, you know, oh, Frankie thought this, oh, they said no because they don't like gay men. I mean, piss off.
No. You're asking my opinion, and I think the other people on air have acknowledged this.
But are
you gay? We saw on the episode of Donnie wanting the mission to be to save him. And
right.
Donnie is such a huge favorite of the viewers. And
he's just so genuine. I mean, he's a super likable guy.
So when they turned down Donnie, when he was trying to get him to be the mission, and they chose something else, it didn't matter what they chose, they were going to vote that they didn't complete it, because they really wanted, I think the fans really wanted them to take on the Save Donnie mission.
I agree. No, 100.
Can I say something about that? I wanted to say that I understand, yes, looking
at the
outside.
And are you gay,
outside,
Michelle? Are
no,
you
looking,
gay?
Wait, what?
Are you gay?
What do you mean? I could be at certain times, so I'm confused about the question.
There was at one time in Vegas, you and Danielle.
Me and Danielle. Which Danielle? Because it's been multiple Danielles.
I need to get
the Danielles in order, please.
All right,
we'll talk about that later. Anyway,
you need to wash your yard, whatever.
We'll talk about that later. You'll need to fill me in. But I'm just saying, like, for me, what was the question?
Are you gay?
He said that he didn't think that America liked to see him and
because I thought that by him like not wanting to do a couple of the challenges, for me I was like, he has no say in. I like Donnie, don't get me wrong, I loved him, I thought he was awesome, but when he didn't want to do certain challenges and then wanted to make one challenge about him, of course if I was the other do it, because
members,
not when it benefits
other
you.
Members, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, what?
He didn't want to do the challenge where they would vote out Cherry or Paul, fill me in if I'm incorrect. He didn't want to do a challenge where they would vote to keep somebody that was going to clearly go out. And Dottie was like, no, I'm not going to screw up my game. And so they didn't end up doing it, so they failed. So I said, why should they decide to do a challenge or, you know, Team America for Donnie when he wouldn't go ahead with this other challenge and made them lose 5,000? I wouldn't.
No, I mean, good point.
Next. So I think that he was trying to go, but they don't know. They don't know that Donnie is America's favorite. They don't know that. So for them, why would they risk putting this Team America challenge up to saving Donnie when they don't think that he's even relevant to the show. If you hear a lot of them, they act like that he doesn't communicate, which he even says, I don't get along, I don't have the same views, I don't have the same communication skills, I don't view the same things as them, so I just go to bed. He said it himself that he doesn't feel like he can elaborate or coordinate with them in their conversations. He's going to go to bed. So they don't know that America loves Donnie, right? Casey, you don't know in that house. You think one way because you're living it. And then when you come out of the house and you're like, wait, what? They like who? What?
No. 100%. You, I don't know that viewers really understand, and I ain't trying to clown nobody or clown smart people, but I don't think the average cat watching the show understands how cut off you are. I mean, I remember Michelle and the rest of y'all good people. I know I went in and I was like, I was like, y'all gonna let us know if like Kim Il-jung bombs New York, right? Y'all gonna let us know, right? Because you don't know. You have no idea what's going on out there. You know what I mean? I think Michael Jackson died this my summer, and you know, for a reference point, you know, you just don't know, and it's crazy, and I know there have been, for example, the other night when Christine got booed, the house guests started speculating about why she got booed.
Why do you think she got booed, Casey? Why do you think that she got booed?
Because she was a married chick snuggling up. Period.
Yeah, my husband asked if I thought that any of the booing happened to be because of her flipping from Hayden and Cole over to the detonators, and I was like, no, that has nothing to do with it. It's all that booing came from her situation with Cody, and that's all of that booing is from her and Cody. It doesn't have anything to do with.
Let me tell y'all.
Don't you agree, though, Casey?
Pardon me?
Don't you agree that it has everything to do with Cody and her and nothing to do with Nicole and Hayden?
Yeah,
no,
I don't think I agree with
100%. I don't think the crowd, I don't think America boos her because of her game moves. And she evicted
right.
her friend, Nicole, blah, blah, blah. You put somebody up, oh, wow. I mean, was it underhanded? Yeah, sure it was, but that's the nature of the game. I think it is 100% the fact that she was all snuggle with Cody. I have said, I'm a married man, and I know my wife.
I love your wife, by the way.
No, she's great.
I love her.
I'm a lucky man. She's mad. She's gone. She done left somewhere. I don't know. But I know that she. I wasn't gonna, as a married person. There was no way that I was gonna go in there to the house and act like I am not married. You know, it just I would literally, y'all. I would literally walk in the rooms. And there'd be like a chick, a single chick, Laura or Jordan or whoever. And there wasn't no way. I'd walk in and be like, I got to go.
Yeah.
No. And so, yeah, I think 100, sorry to answer your question. I'm sorry to beat around the bush or elaborate too much. I think that 100% the taboos, last night, other night, Thursday night, were the crowd's views and their take on her snuggle.
I agree with you. I think that those boos also came from her statement that she made right before she left, how she said, I love my husband, he's so hot. And then walking out, she didn't say bye to anybody. And it's like she utilized Cody and then dropped him like a hot pocket out of the microwave when you take it out because it's so hot. You know, and then, you know, comes out, doesn't do anything to the crowd, and they just boo her. And she doesn't really do anything. Like, she doesn't react. To me, it's like, if I was booed, I would be like, what? I'd be like, why? You know, like, she just, like,
right.
Was, like, so cold. And I think Derek actually said it best when he said she walked, like, she was walking out of the house. That was the real her. What she was in there was not real. And her utilizing the fact of, you know, the fact that she was married and doing that and then walking out and not saying bye to anybody was horrible.
If I had been in the house and Laura, who was single at the time, she got two kids now, married to Ben, I DJed their wedding, me and Alex, wonderful people. But if I had sat on the couch or the bed and had one of the females laying in my lap and stroking their hair and holding hands, and I wouldn't be married no more.
aside from Jordan and Jeff finally kissing on their season, there was more petting going on between Cody and Christine than I even saw Jeff and Jordan do.
It was uncomfortable to watch. I mean, right, Casey? I mean, you watch. I was, like, uncomfortable watching it.
Agreed. Again, I don't live feed. I mean, occasionally I had CBS sent me a link that I could watch all I want, but I don't really, man, I'm busy. I got stuff to do. Pay these bills. Yeah, man. and then they run the package. They run that CBS runs that package where, like, you know, Cody's dad is like, oh, we're just lovey touchy. Like, I'm a toucher. I'm a lover, not a fighter. You know, but I'm not going to disrespect my wife on national TV like that.
Yeah, I mean, we all see this differently. You know, there's the parents of both and the husband, and we just don't know what's going to happen when it comes out and everything is brought to the forefront, but we all know that there's going to be some sort of relash. But I think also in the same breath that there's so many Cody lovers. I mean, he's so dreamy. Don't you think so, Casey?
No, Cody's a very good-looking young man. I mean, you know, if I was Frankie, I'd try and run off in there. I mean, I get it. But I don't get down like that. My wife and my relationship and my marriage is very important to me. And
so, are you guys watching Big Brother? Like, are you guys?
Oh no, here she is. Here she is.
Where's Janice? Tell her to come on here and say hi.
Hold on, she won't talk to nobody. Hold on, now I'm chasing around the house.
Tell her it's Michelle.
She's a big camera shy.
Oh, tell her I'm bummed out. But anyway, Casey, do you have any plans for going to the finale, or are you just kind of like done with Big Brother?
No. Good question. Let's end on this note. I got stuff to do. Got a boy put to bed. Got to get his homework done. I don't have any plans to go to the finale. I exchanged a couple texts with Jeff yesterday. congratulatory type things. I think it will be really cool. I mean, I think all of us have to figure that that the wedding is going to be televised from Jeff and Jordan on CBS. And so hopefully myself, Alex, maybe Paul Shea can DJ the wedding. I'm not done with Big Brother. I mean, I'm a fan. At the end of the day, I'm a fan. We just did a event, the charity event down here in Celebration, which you need to come, Michelle.
Well, I would love to come, and I would love to have you come up to Toys for Tots first weekend of December and join us past Big Brother House guests and other reality shows.
That'd be great. I don't know if I've got them ends to afford that flight in that hotel, but if it's in the budget.
Well, I could say that the hotel is all set. The flight, I'm not sure, but the hotel accommodation is
right. No. That's much appreciated. I am happy and honored to be able to use my 15 minutes of fame to raise some money for good causes.
They would love to have the man in the banana suit. I mean, you know what? We've all been blessed, the two past Big Brother House guests on the line, to be put in a famous suit. You in a banana, me in a unitard, and I'll tell you what. I'll take my unitard and my camel toe to the end, and I know that you will take your banana suit to the end. So if you do come up and you're able to make it two Toys for Tots, can you please bring the banana suit?
I will. Well, I sold the original on eBay for...
Well, the replica. I will find you one.
You had me at camel toe.
Oh, you're so bad. I mean, you love Janice Mill. I love her. And Casey, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. Is there anything that you want to let us know? Anything you're DJing or just something?
Yeah, no. I appreciate you having me on. Let me get back to real life. You can follow me on Twitter at Mingle Mix, 2X's. I'm on Facebook, Casey Turner, government name, all that. I'm doing USF football games. Gonna be down messing with my man Bubba Sparks in 2 weeks. My man Stro, Duke City. Like everybody else, man, I'm out here grinding, man, working, paying bills.
Well, I hope to see you soon and have one of our normal DeJohn sessions. I miss you. I miss Janice, and I hope we get to hang out soon.
I'll tell you, say hi. All right, y'all. Peace.
All right. You have a great night.
Sure.
Take care, Casey.
Thank you.
Oh, just want to eat him up. It's great hearing from Casey. Big Brother 11 contestant. Great to hear about him still talking to Jeff. This is a big family, and we're going to be excited to welcome in the family of Big Brother 16. Just let you guys know of what's going on in upcoming episodes. So we all know, we just don't want to get put out there in Front Street. The times and days are changing. So it will be Tuesday at 8 and Wednesday live eviction at 8 o'clock, you guys. 8.
Eastern.
Not 9. It's at 8 o'clock. So Cherry and Paul, everybody out there, make sure your DVRs are set if you cannot make it. I really love the fact that they're adapting to a football schedule. Cherry, is this not great or what? I'm glad they're thinking about us Big Brother crazies.
Me too.
So
I'm loving it.
So excited.
And another big announcement, The Amazing Race is changing to Friday nights. So
yes. We don't have to worry about Sundays and some sports event delaying the Amazing Race showing on Sundays. So that's going to be, you know, a nice
great.
Change, too.
I think
too.
It's a great change. Yeah, I like that change to Friday. Great point there, Cherry. I also want
to
point out that Utopia has hit the mainstream. And I just want to let you guys know, Cherry and Paul, because you guys are huge into Utopia right now. I have not watched the live feeds, but I did get to watch the show, the premiere.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about that. And I know, Cherry and Paul, please take a breath, please. Can we go inhale? Okay, exhale. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So,
did you guys watch
Paul, did you watch the premiere?
Of course. I recorded it like you told me to, and I finished watching it about an hour before our show started tonight. So,
Me too. So,
I didn't
watch live feeds, so I want you, Paul, and Cherry to interject. And can I say, holy shit, first off.
We've got to get you on the live feeds, Michelle.
What?
We've got to get you on the live feeds to Utopia.
I just don't know how I'm going to have time. I just don't know how I'm going to have time. I don't know.
Michelle, this is a year-long event. We've got to get you a passport.
I know exactly.
Utopia.
Why are you trying to get me on the live feeds? It's a year-long. I don't know if I can do it, Cherry. I don't have the power.
We have to. I even have it on my phone now. And I have it on, it's HD on my phone. It looks fabulous.
See how crazy you're getting? I knew I needed to make a point to discuss what we're discussing, and you went off the mainstream, which is excellent point, Cherry. You can watch it anywhere, right? Look at Cherry. Oh, goodness. I don't know what to do, Cherry and Paul, but what I'm saying is, you guys, I watched the live premiere, well, not live, but the premiere show, and we saw some crazy stuff. Okay, Dave, the ex-con, I love him. I love him. He's a fucking nutbag. And
before we continue talking about all the Utopians, we just congratulated or wished Mama Cass a happy birthday. And thanks, Cherry.
Happy birthday, Robin. I love you.
So Cherry put it so well of thanking her for the great casting that she's done and the people she's introduced to us over the years. I didn't get a chance to compliment you on that, Cherry. That was awesome. And
you're welcome, Paul and Cherry, because I am one of those fabulous contestants.
Yes, you are. But I have to piggyback that statement with saying that whoever cast for Utopia, holy cow, did they give us a show last night.
Oof.
Yes. They chose a true mixture of people. I mean, when they said all walks of life, they truly went to the edges of the earth and picked from the very edges of society on all edges of the earth. And, I mean... We couldn't have gotten more different people to put in Utopia.
They even chose what turns out to be a very interesting, to me at least, host for the show. And I had to search. I didn't know who the guy was. And he doesn't have an agent. He doesn't do anything. He's a comic book writer, creator of a comic. I can't remember the name of it now, but a buddy of his basically approached him, and he's even unique, isn't he, Cherry?
Absolutely. Such a unique show, unique people, no cash prize. They're in this to do an experiment and see if they can create a new civilization. And it's not easy. I mean, it's tough. Just the first 3 days were unbelievable.
Three days.
I mean, they were fighting. There was, like, headbutts thrown. You know, there
alcohol
was so
poisoning.
Much so it, yeah, alcohol poisoning. You know, I was very upset about the court case against the pedophile, whatever they try to call him, you know. I just thought that, you know, they don't have a right to make a court case, decide that this person is going to be put up for discussion,
well,
to be put
changed.
Out. Like, who the hell do these people think they are? I mean, they need to figure out what they're going to do in Utopia. Government, they need to figure out what they're going to do criminal-wise, like, before they go and make these, like, grand gestures. I mean, they're, like, batting down the mallet, and they got the lawyer covering it, and it's like, I just think that it was just too much for the first, second day. They don't know each other, period, in the story. They don't know where they come from. They don't know what they believe in. And you got to give them some time to acclimate. I mean, you know, I didn't like the fact that the pregnant woman kept her pregnancy from people. I didn't know that. Remember, we discussed this last time on Manic Mondays. Cherry actually said that there was a pregnant lady. And I was like, why is she telling people? And then one person was like, are you pregnant? Why did it take one person to, like, how come nobody else thought she was pregnant? I'm like, where are these people living? Like, but it's going to be so good. I mean, watching it and seeing the dynamics of it. It's so, I mean, I don't know how long some of these people are going to last. Cherry and Paul, do we know there's going to be a turnover? How do they figure out the turnover, and is it mandatory?
Well, I'm almost afraid to tell you this, but the guy that you said you love, Dave, isn't in Utopia anymore.
The convict?
Right.
Oh.
Well,
I kind of knew because he was a fucking loose cannon.
Yeah, and he got into it. They signed a contract for no violence, and he was exiled because of violence. Some of the girls are trying to...
Well, he already performed violence, as we saw, so he should have been taken out of it beforehand, so I don't think it's his fault. I think it's their fault.
Yeah, some of the girls are trying to, you know, ask others to let him come back, but people aren't having it. So they are voting people in. And I haven't been able to actually watch that process myself yet to see exactly how it's done.
I will tell you, I don't know the exact process, but I did, just to quickly interject, because I don't know a lot of details about that either, Cherry, but I did hear somewhere, whether it was on a video or on the episode, that they said that there would be new people once a month.
Yeah, I heard that too.
We have somebody on the switchboard that might be able to tell us more. He has a more time than all three of us to watch a lot of this, so let
well,
bring
let's
him
bring
up.
Them up. So let's talk
Mr.
about Chi-Town
Joe.
Ooh.
Well, that's an insult. I have more time than everybody else. Jeez. Hi, Michelle. I wanted to make a couple quick things. I love
okay.
you, sweetheart. Wednesday, we have to, it's not going to be on at 8, 7 Central because the president's going to talk to the nation.
Oh, that's
so
great.
It's still going to be a live show, but it won't, you won't be able to, you know, DVR it.
Say what?
The president's coming on air to talk
to the
American people about the ISIS thing and how we're going to go to war.
That's great. I don't want to hear it. No!
Yeah, well, that's it. And don't forget, Evil Dick starts on the 10th, too.
Yes.
A couple's therapy.
That's already on my DVR.
Yeah.
I'm already set up for him.
Yeah.
Hey, I have to ask you, Cherry. Wait a minute, Joe. Cherry, I'm so glad I watched it right away, but the reunion show, VH1 does this all the time where they advertise starting at a certain time. That show didn't start till 10 minutes after it was advertised, and I didn't get to see the last 10 minutes, so I'm glad they repeated it. Did that happen to you too, Cherry?
No, I got the entire show.
Okay, go ahead, guys.
Thanks
for the side break there, Paul. All right, there, go ahead.
So Noelle's asking in the chat room, what time is it on then? Well, Noelle, we don't know. It depends on how long the president talks.
Let's hope he talks less and thinks more about the war, because we don't want to go to war. I think it's, so horrible, but these people, this whole ISIS situation, it's really scaring me.
Mm-hmm.
And, we have to put an end to it. We can't have any more beheading of any reporters or anybody. I just don't like to go into war. It scares me. I just don't like when America, not that they put their nose into things, it's
he has
not
to
us,
go
it's
on
nobody.
The air.
It's not, if it's
Does
not
it
us, it's nobody. We're the ones that lead the world, And
yeah.
I think we need to put an end to this ISIS crap, but it scares me to death. So I really don't want to talk about war because it's out of my... none of us can control it, and it's sad.
Well, there's going to be, you'll see, probably Friday, I think, is the show that shows on Friday, Utopia, right? It's on Friday, too.
I don't know. I just got with the program right now, so
It's going to be on three times this week, and then it goes to two times a week, the week after. But there's two women in there. This Friday coming, they'll be on. But there's two women that are in there that were brought in. If you
newbies
haven't noticed.
What we saw this day today or yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah. There's two. They've been in there for, Paul, about 4 days now? I guess Paul isn't there, but anyways.
Paul doesn't want to talk to
Mike's live, but I don't know where he's at.
Yeah, but there's two new blondes in there for the last 4 days.
Right.
Good. They needed more blondes. That's good to hear, Joe. No, I stepped away to brew some coffee.
Okay.
I can't answer
during the live show.
Can you pour me a glass while you're at it? Because I need a glass of coffee right now. Thank you very much, Paul.
Me too. I'll take coffee, Paul.
I like your new profile picture.
Coffee all around. That will be four
cream
glasses,
or sugar.
Paul.
Cream or sugar?
Extra sugar, baby. extra, baby.
We take it the same way, Michelle.
Michelle, your new profile picture is gorgeous.
Wait, what was that?
I was trying to say that I thought her new profile picture was really good.
Well, you know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to do past Big Brother pics of me in the house while the season. I wish I had done it before. But I'm trying to really, make you guys remember, certain seasons of my, I was, sitting there with my mom yesterday, and we were watching the season, and I was like, oh, my God, we didn't have, this type of Twitter following. We didn't have, this type of, voting. It was, like the live feeds. There was no TVGN. It was like, you know, on I don't even know.
Showtime.
Anyway, Showtime, sorry. Thank you, Paul. I had a brain freeze. So I was just like, imagine if, like, my season had all these different kind of aspects. So I don't know, like, I decided I wanted to put up different pictures of my season, like, in the past couple of weeks. And I hope you guys liked them.
I think they're great.
Yeah, so back to Utopia. I wanted to hear, Cherry was...
Oh, thanks, Paul. Let me have my moment for a minute. Okay, hold on. All right, go ahead, Paul.
No. It was Cherry.
Holla.
Holla.
Cherry, we're trying to get back on to Utopia. And I was waiting in bated breath. You were about to say something interesting that you heard about Utopia, and I'm sitting here waiting.
No, I was trying to tell Michelle one thing that she might find interesting if she gets on the live feed is that they show everything so that when the women and the men go to take showers, we see everything. It's total nudity. Nothing
all
is
right.
blacked
out.
And you get to
well,
see
I don't
everything.
Think anything in Big Brother is blurred out unless it's on CBS, but there was a lot of nudity on my season and other seasons, but
well, you miss
like
Dave take a shower. Totally
huh?
naked. You miss Dave take a 30-minute shower in the waterfall.
Listen, he is homeless. He's going to take a shower for like 50-plus hours. God bless him. I loved him, and I thought that, you know, like the message that the show was sending was like giving people opportunities. So to find out right now that Dave is out is really sad. I also did see his reactions to certain people, and I thought that he was a little extreme at the same time. But I just thought that, you know, this is what the show needs, like to give this person a chance to excel, and maybe they have, I didn't know how far the show would have gone, you know, like allowing somebody to make a mistake as to putting their hands on somebody. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Cherry, was that your attempt? Was that your attempt? You know how they say you dangle a carrot? Were you dangling something else in front of Michelle?
Dangling something for Michelle there. Trying to get Michelle's interest up. You know what I mean?
Wait, what?
They
have had sex
up.
A couple of times.
Yeah, get on the live feeds of Utopia.
Wait, what?
A couple had sex.
Never mind.
On the live feeds the other
night. Oh. Oh.
In the hay.
Wait. Was it Bree and...
Yeah.
Ooh.
Bree and Dave.
Oh. I mean, is that good? I mean, I think they're cute.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what you miss.
You're missing.
You know?
Oh,
you're
I'm missing the sexuality. Okay, I need to watch Life Feeds ASAP.
Yeah.
There we go.
And Cherry can get you all into it. About how to follow
Cherry,
it.
Cherry.
Sorry,
I wish I
took
had
me a minute.
I wish I had a sound effect of a cash register going ka-ching. I think we sold it.
I know. Ding, ding, ding.
Sorry, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I mean, like, what the heck? I am not watching Shebang Shebang Bang. I'm, like, looking at the inside of my eyelids because I have to work. Not that I wish I could.
Yeah.
I mean,
was,
I just, like,
was,
I feel like if I watch it that I cannot stop. I
yeah,
have a problem where I'm, like, an addict, you know?
Yeah. I want to correct it was... Joe said it was Dave. It's Chris who is the guitarist, the singer. It's Chris and Bree, not Dave.
Right.
And he
That's
plays
right, yeah.
guitar. Michelle, he's so awesome playing the guitar down by the waterfall at night. It's so cool.
Well, I've heard him play a couple of times, watching him on, like, the show, and I'm sure he's fantastic, but, like, come on. I need, like, some bam, 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 bam. Like, I don't need no, like, copacetic shit.
I want to ask Cherry, Joe, well, you watched the show last night. What do you think of that little short guy, Rob? I mean, he is almost as bad as...
Ooh, I love him. Love.
You like the rough
ones. He's something else.
I think he's, like, I think that the whole, I'm sorry, but the trial was ridiculous. And...
Well, they don't have that anymore.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like, that's what they showed yesterday, and that's what I saw, and it was ridiculous. I mean, yes, I understand that, like, what he did was wrong, but I've been drunk. I've been there before, and I love that the girl that had the alcohol overdose said that, you know,
yeah,
she's been there before. Like, so, like, for me, I just, like, they're living in a new world, like, they're like, this is not what the utopia I thought it was. They don't know what the utopia they're living in. They're making it up. And if they are breaking down, I can't trust these people to go by their confidence, their level of mainstream of what they're thinking mentally, of what's going to go on, because they don't even know. You know,
yeah.
They need to, like, step it up and say this is what's going on instead of bowing down and crying the river, you know? So I enjoyed watching it. I thought it was great. I think it's, like, you know, for a show to be a year long, you know, I think Red is a crazy mofo. I like him.
He's a firecracker.
Can I ask you guys something? Because of, like, you guys tell me that David's gone. What was his reaction to Dave being gone? Did he react, or is that to be continued?
I think you're – go ahead, Cherry.
Go ahead.
I think the pastor took it harder.
Oh, wait,
really?
So they haven't shown
they haven't shown him leave yet.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was saying I think it's going to be on – it probably would be on a Friday show. That this Friday maybe we'll see him leave, you know.
Dave and Red were the closest.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's been really hard on Red, but the pastor really liked Dave, too. And
he baptized him.
So, fill me in, either Cherry or Joe, either one that has been watching, because it was brought up that Jonathan, the pastor, was really seriously considering leaving. Has he changed his feelings?
Yeah, because he got Dave left and came back an hour later because he had promised the pastor to baptize him. And he came back an hour later and he let the baptismal happen in the lake. And then he got up and he left. You know, it was kind of weird.
Cherry, do you know my answer? Or
what are you asking?
On the last show, somebody brought up, whether it was you or Joe, that you guys watching the feeds were getting a sense that the pastor was getting ready to self-evict, and I didn't know if he still feels that way.
It's hard for him. I've heard him on a number of occasions talk about wanting to leave. And I think every day is a struggle for him now.
Is it because of he doesn't relate to these young people, or is it because they are naked, and has he addressed the fact that they are naked? I mean, I know probably this has been addressed, but can you guys
it's
talk about that
above.
A little bit?
Yeah, it's all of the above. He has asked. He has mentioned that he is uncomfortable with them being naked.
The language.
He asked them, you know, please watch your language when you talk to me, because they'll come up and start talking and just throw up bombs and, you know. And he'll ask them to please, you know, watch your language when you're you know, talking directly to me, and talked about being uncomfortable, you know, with them being naked. Some of them didn't take it very well at first and sort of went on a tirade about, well, you know, it's just our bodies. We shouldn't be ashamed of, you know, our bodies. Everybody has, you know, tits and ass and da-da-da, you know. And
Sherry.
He sort of explained, you know, it's just a matter of respect to those at home watching, to my wife, to his wife, to your, you know, to that person's husband, to, you know, our families at home watching, to the viewers, to myself as a pastor, to all those who may not see everything in the same way that you view it. It's a matter of respect to, you know, cover up a little bit, you know. Once it was discussed a little bit, they sort of did see it a little more in his way of thinking, and some of them did start covering up a little bit, not all the time, but...
Good. Oh.
But they did some, at least around him, and...
I mean, I don't know about the whole nakedness thing. I don't care how free you are. Like, you know, I'm from Europe, and that's normal to see somebody...
Yeah. Your country.
Well, I think it, and I have not, Michelle, I have not gotten on the feeds as much as I want to, and I certainly hope to do that soon. I think what I have seen has been very, you know, interesting to me. I mean, I'm not bored when I'm watching them at all, but I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be a great show, and I think a testament is how much we're talking about it, don't you think, Sherry?
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's just had a very difficult time in staying, and he prays, you know, a lot about whether, you know, he should, you know, stay or go, and he's finding it very tough there to stay amongst all these people that he has really nothing in common with, and it's very difficult for him to live there in this situation away from his loved ones, you know, and around all these people that he has absolutely nothing in common with. And
I hope to preach something
to someone that hears his message.
Exactly. I think that he's not the only one. I mean, there are so many strong personalities and strong beliefs that each one of these pioneers, slant utopians, have. There's going to be a lot of adjustment. We saw a little bit of that on last night's premiere. They all are going to have to learn to maybe think about other people's perspectives a little bit more, and that's kind of the process, I think, that we're going to see unfold.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a great show following, you know, the ups and downs and the way they...
And they're bringing new people in all the time, so, I mean, well, not all the time, but we had two new women in this past week, very diverse women, and you know, it's constantly moving, you know, and they have to get everything together. I think, and don't, or how do you feel about this? Once they get that shower in there. And they have enough money to get a shower in there because they're, you know, the plumbing and all that. Don't you think that there'll be less nudity?
That could be. I don't know.
Because I haven't seen the pastor take a shower or go in the water naked to wash off, you know?
Well,
I don't know. He may do it at a time.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, my gosh. I lost you guys. My phone is acting weird. But anyway, I don't know what's going on, but I felt like I was, like, going to miss the ending of the show. I'm sure you guys are probably talking about Utopia.
We're still talking Utopia, Michelle, but I
well, I think we should finish it up because I think it's getting close to the end. Thank you, Joe, so much for calling in, my love.
Oh, it's always my pleasure.
Which is boo-boo. And I also want to thank Casey from Big Brother 11 for calling in. How awesome is he? I love, like, the rawness. Like, I just love people just like, wait, can I just tell you how I really feel? I'm like, yes. Ray, did you not hear that from him in, like, the past few weeks? But next week we will have Devin Shepard from Big Brother 16, and we will also have Adam Pock.
And Wednesday, Zach's
birthday. Ooh, well, we'll have to wish Zach happy birthday, but we'll have the Baconator on, and that's going to be great. You guys, one thing I might say is that I might not be here for the show before the finale because I might be on a flight. Ah!
You got to be getting so excited. I mean, is it kind of like anticipating Christmas?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I can't even stand it. So, Jane Paul, you guys are going to have to figure it out. I'm sure you're going to have tons of people. I might be flying that day, if not the day before, but definitely that day. And I cannot even believe that we are getting down to the crunch. Of course, Team Derek, I can't even believe somebody actually picked is down to the final.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I want to get one other question out before we shut her down, Michelle. What do you guys think about a dog coming in for the day? Would you have loved that or not, Michelle?
I would have died for that. Died.
That's probably going to happen today.
Died. And I just want to say one other thing. I didn't talk about this before, but my thoughts and prayers go out to the Rivers family, Melissa and her son, and just knowing that such an epic, epic, epic woman, everything that came out of her mouth was just pure, I can't even explain it, and I know all of us here love her, and we are all with our hands on our forehead. Joan Rangers, and we will always be hand on our foreheads, Joan Rangers. I'm sorry, I just want to throw that in there. Do we have anything else to say? Or are we going to just get ourselves ready for the final countdown? It's getting there.
Michelle, no singing in the house.
Well, I guess I will self-evict myself now. I hope you guys will love my pictures, and I will keep them up. So if that's good with you guys, can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Holla.
All right, well, I love you guys. Wait. Let's give Derek Wilma holler from the Ravioli Show. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Holler! And Derek, we cannot wait to have you on Manic Mondays and to talk about you with. And we cannot wait to have him at Toys for Tots. And you guys, we are getting down. Well, not really for some of you guys. We're getting down to the crunch, but Utopia has taken over some of you guys' lives. I'm glad that I can get the feedback of some of you guys watching Utopia. For another night at Manic Mondays, the Portuguese princess says, a la sua vista, baby. A la sua vista. Smooches, love you. Paul, Charlie, love you both. And Joe,
Love you.
Love you, too.
Ciao. Thank you for calling in, Joe.
My pleasure. Take it away, Cherry.
Love you, babe. Okay, I do want to remind everybody to be with us on Thursday for the Big Brother 16 Roundtable Show. We are going to have none other than Survivor's first ever winner, Richard Hatch, joining us.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yes, it's going to be an epic show on Thursday, so make sure you join us at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central for our very own Michael Cowboy Ellis hosting the Big Brother 16 Roundtable Show with Richard Hatch as his guest. Make sure you're here for that one.
Speaking,
and then back here again next Monday.
All I was going to say, because you just brought up Survivor, I wanted to just mention for you guys that are familiar with the yearly or the seasonal preview of Survivor, it's now starting to air on TVGN. So check your listings. One of the episodes repeats tonight at 11 Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, so we can get a preview of this new season of Survivor.
Hey, Paul.
Here's Ryan to take us away. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
Say good night.
Good night.
That's a wrap. Have a great week, everyone.
You too, Cherry.